Heber Mayor Colleen Potter started her address to members of the Chamber of Commerce by looking back on the year, first talking about the year's effort to gather public opinion as the community shaped the general plan through the Envision Heber 2050 process.
That general plan represents the wishes of the community. Elected officials come and go, and they have different opinions, but a general plan provides a framework or a vision for what that community cares about or what that community wants to become. There are land use issues in there, affordable housing, there are a lot of things required. But what this general plan does is say, this is who we are, and councils, as you make decisions, we want you to remember that this is who we are and who we want to be.
A draft of the general plan can be found online at envisionheber.com. The final public hearing for the general plan update and the Sorenson annexation application took place on Tuesday evening. After hearing from a few members of the public, the council will meet to hash out some final details on both issues in a special meeting on Saturday. Adoption of both items could happen at the March 3rd City Council meeting. In her speech, Mayor Potter also recognized the Heber Valley Parkway Bypass Project, which is now in the Environmental Impact Study stage, as well as the Airport Master Plan update, which had a public launch in January. Mayor Potter also introduced some new items for the city, starting with a new master plan for the parks. Potter said the park's master plan process was spurred on in part by the success of community planning in the past year that brought improvements to the Muirfield Dog Park.
What happened from that effort is a much better dog park. We have the park for the big dogs and the small dogs. It's really cool camping out there. It's a fun park. So this is what we're going to do for all of our parks. We know that those little retention bakes and tot lots are not the favorite thing of Heber residents, right? Those little parks that we have in our neighborhoods, that's how we've done parks a lot. And so what we're going to do with this master plan is to look overall at all the park space we have in Heber. What level of service are we providing for parks? What can we do better? What do we want in the future in our Main Street Park? What is that going to look like?
Another key focus for the coming year, Mayor Potter announced, was beautifying Main Street, a project the city has taken on along with other local organizations like the Community Alliance for Main Street.
Done a lot of things with sweeping and cleaning up the planters. You will see even more improvements this year. We struggle with our trees. For some reason, the way that they were planted, the kind of trees we have, sadly, some of them die quickly. Our council has put that as a priority. Let's fix the trees on Main Street. We're going to make the flowers in the flower boxes more uniform. Just some of those little things that really help make the Main Street feel welcoming.
Potter says they also plan to have 3 Main Street cleanup events per year. Mayor Potter also introduced a rebranding of the traditional Heber Farmers Market called the Heber Market on Main, as well as spoke about efforts to maintain clean air, starting with an educational campaign to reduce idling in Heber. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.